At a recent wedding, when the groom said he took his bride in sickness and in health, some of the guests giggled. So did the happy couple, because he'd kept that vow before he ever made it. Here's Tony DeCoppel with a love story.
It sure seems like it was love at first sight for Amanda Flores and Frank Bordoy.
She was hot. I'm not gonna lie, I was like, let me see if I could talk to her.
Immediately, I said, I want that.
They met in a restaurant in Alexandria, Virginia in 2013, and by the following Christmas, they were living together.
We were happy finding our flow, and then I got a cold.
It wasn't a cold. She ended up in a coma for 2 months fighting septic shock tied to an infection. Okay. When she woke up, the doctors told her the news.
That in order to save your life, we had to amputate your hands and your legs. And I said, okay, I'm going back to sleep. I'm not dealing with that right now. Like, I don't even know how to wrap my head around that.
Did you fear or worry that Frank maybe didn't sign up for all that?
Yeah, definitely. Oddly, I tried to push him away. I tried to get him to leave.
Instead, Frank proposed, and Amanda said yes, on one condition.
Hi.
How are you doing?
She wanted to walk down the aisle. Quadruple amputees are rare, and Amanda is one of only a small number of women in the world to have lost all four limbs.
The likelihood of me truly walking independently again was pretty slim because very few people have what it takes.
But this past Saturday, Amanda was ready.
What was the best part of the wedding?
Not tripping on the way down the aisle. I told you I'm pretty stubborn, so I was like, oh, let me have a floor-length gown.
She and Frank took the vows they had long been living, including the one about in sickness and in health.
I will.
You better.
And of course, Amanda being Amanda, she also wanted to dance. Turns out you don't need legs to stand if you've got the heart. Tony DeCoppel, CBS News, Potomac, Maryland.